for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
Oh, yes. You need the subscription ID?
No. Yeah, I need the zip code. What is going on?
Yeah, I just was shopping on Home Depot and to pay the shipping for the one something, then all of a sudden it charged $59.90 something for your website.
I can take a look.
I didn't buy anything from you guys, so I'm just wondering what's going on because it gave me the password, everything.
What's the zip
code?
You guys
charged me.
I can take a look. May I have the first six?
Okay, what would you like to give it to you?
Because you have the first six digits and the last four digits.
The four digits of the car?
Yes, the first six digits and the last four digits.
Okay, the last four digits is 7092.
Okay.
And the first four digits too?
The first six digits and the last four digits.
Okay, the first six digits is 415417.
You said 415417.
17.
41. Okay. Okay, it's me. It's 4157.
No. 4154.
Mm-hmm.
17.
And what's the last four digits?
7092.
7092.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me take a look. And what is said that you placed the order for?
It was some shipping from Home Depot.
Okay.
But it's nothing to do with this. It was only $5 for shipping, but this one charged me for this one from your website.
Okay. And what is your first and last? Okay. The first and last
name?
My
name is Masoud, Masoud. Last name is Abbasi, Abbasi.
Okay, verify to me the shipping address.
It's 458 Arbor Court, Simi Valley, California, 93065.
Thank you for the information. As I take a look into your account, I see you had a Bites Hub, and it's for the Dyson vacuum.
Yes, but it was only $5 for the shipping. That's it.
Okay.
Unless it's the wrong information. If it's wrong, just cancel everything totally.
Okay. You signed up for the Sweet Stay server that was partnered with our service, and it explains at the bottom of the offer by signing up for the contest. You also sign up for a service that provides recipe guides to cut the cards and boost your energy.
So, you know what? I don't want anything. So could you just cancel it, please? Totally.
Okay. Okay. Now, I can get you down to paying $20.
No, I don't want anything. I don't want. I just changed my mind completely. Just please cancel the whole thing and refund the money if it's possible, please. Thank you. Otherwise, I'm going to call Capital One and just ask for businesses for us.
Okay.
Yeah, please. I changed my mind. It's going to get too complicated.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
So you don't have to call your Capital One. I will go ahead and get your account canceled, and I'll issue a refund for
$59.89.
I can issue $55 back.
I'm sorry?
I can issue a refund for $55.
No, it's $59.89. Why 59? Why 55?
I'll see what I can do. Because we were going to charge you the $4.89 for the sign-up fee.
But there was nothing on the website that indicated we charge you for sign-up fee. Come on. that's not the way we do business, dude. Come on. It's bad. Sorry to say that, but. It's not your fault, but the way they program it, it's wrong.
Stay on the line for me. Let me see what I can do.
Yes,
hang on the line.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. One moment.
Thank you, ma'am.
Almost done.
No, no, take your time.
I don't know why my system is keep acting crazy. One moment. So what I went ahead and did was I issued a full refund. It'll go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Your refund confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
920.
920.
81295.
295. And how many days is this?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, 3 to 5 days. Okay, so okay. C as a Charlie 920-81295.
Correct.
Okay then. And what was your name? Sorry?
My name is Brianna.
Miss Brianna. Okay, thank you so much, Brianna. Anything else I have to do?
No, your account has been canceled.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Have a
You're
good
welcome. Same to you. Thank you for calling the customer service.
Okay, have a good one. Take care.